Hi there, and welcome to this ISIS Chemical News Central podcast for the week starting Monday, the 13th of December, 2010. I'm Simon Robinson, and I'm going to bring you a roundup of some of the key stories this week. It's a week that's really been dominated by the GPCA meeting in Dubai, with lots of interesting things coming out of there. For me, the most surprising story was that petrochemical production in the Gulf Cooperation Council region could be worth up to $200 billion a year by 2020. That's up from $40 billion this year. But that growth will come at a price, as other countries are raising anti-dumping measures to take some of the edge off. And the Middle East is projected to supply 40% of Asia's expected demand for petrochemicals in the medium term, but that will be slowed by increasing protectionism, according to people speaking at the GPCA meeting. A major change observed between 2009-2010 is a surge of protectionist measures from countries such as China, India and the EU to block imports. But petrochemical demand is seen as being strong in the Asia-Pacific region, according to Steve Pryor, the president of ExxonMobil, also speaking at the GPCA meeting in Dubai. He said of Asia that not only has demand recovered, but it's still growing. In the West, demand is probably at about 90% of what it was in 2007, but it's already at that level now in the Far East. Market demand in Asia for big commodities such as polyethylene, polypropylene, paraxylene have boosted global petrochemical markets this year, he said. Also in Asia, Bayer plans to invest $1 billion in China and sees sales of $5 billion being possible by 2015 in the Greater China region, that is. The greatest growth is likely to come from Bayer Materials Science, where the company expects to increase its MDI capacity to 1 million tonnes a year, up from 350,000 tonnes a year, and polycarbonate as well, where capacity will more than double to 500,000 tonnes a year from the current 200,000 tonnes a year. In Europe now, carbon trading rules could close up to 10% of Europe's ethylene cracker capacity over the next 5 years. That's according to a trade group which is part of CEFIC, the Association of Petrochemical Producers in Europe. Pierre de Ketens, executive director of the APPE, has assumed that it's going to cost an extra €30 a tonne to pay for each carbon dioxide emission, which could take out 2.2 million tonnes of some 25 million tonnes a year of ethylene production capacity within the EU. Also within the European Union, in fact in Germany this time, 12 German chemical wholesalers have been fined €15 million in total by the Federal Cartel Office, the Bundeskartellamt, for running regional cartels. Brenntag, which sought immunity and I think blew the whistle, escaped being fined because of doing that. But the probe into the cartels began in 2006 after Brenntag came forward and applied for leniency. You can find a full list of the companies involved in that in this week's copy of ISIS Chemical Business for December the 13th. And you can always catch up with the latest news in the global chemicals industry by logging on to www.isis.com. So that's about it for this week. Thank you for listening. And don't forget, you can always keep up to date with the latest chemical industry news by going to www.isis.com. I'm Simon Robinson. Thanks for listening.